I Showcase Music. I am your host, Scott Messina. I hope you're doing great today, because I know I am. I'm here with my new friend, Dylan Williams. We're going to learn all about him. We're going to learn all about his new single coming out. But man, welcome, buddy.
Hey man, how you doing? I'm doing great today.
Dude.
Thanks for asking.
So the first most important question that I have for you is fairly simple. You're from Dallas, Texas, is that correct? Or
yes,
were you
sir.
Just born there? So are you a Cowboys fan?
Sadly.
This interview is now over.
Hey, I'm not happy about it. You think I'm sitting here happy?
I'm Redskins, I'm not happy. Man. I'm Redskins, the C word, or whatever you want to call them, Washington. But
we'll see you on Thanksgiving.
Bro, Thanksgiving and our whole division. Talk a little sports first. Our whole division is just insane. And at least the Eagles didn't win.
I was happy about that.
At least the Eagles didn't win, right? We could agree on that.
I could tell you that.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Dak, a healthy Dak Prescott. You guys, and it's funny, I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I am a Jerry Jones fan.
Really?
I like how, man, I think he does business in a very interesting way, but, you know, being in the music business as long as I have, I can understand and relate to a lot of the decisions he makes, mm-hmm. why he makes them, and why he stays in charge of so much, right? So I can respect that side of it as I get older. Not a fan of the Cowboys. Hate is a strong word, but the most beautiful stadium
in the
league.
I hate them. They're my team.
Oh, man. So. Yeah. You know, that's how I feel. I've been cursed for 25 years in D.C., so trust me. But anyway, man, back on the music scene. Welcome to I Showcase Music Podcast. So happy to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Kind of feel like I already know you. Because we're going to let you tell your story.
We got a couple mutuals.
Well, a couple mutuals and you know, the last music video you did when you were with the other band that we'll talk about.
Yeah.
I actually had that on iShowcase Music.
Really?
I was actually playing that worldwide for you guys because of some of the mutual friends we have. And
what song?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Wait, what was it? It had a heart. But that was your logo.
That was our logo, yeah.
That was the logo. What was name the song? The one you did the music video with Dakari and that whole crew.
Oh, Special Treatment. Yeah,
shout out to Dakari, my boy. You got to give Dakari some love. You cannot not love that guy, right?
One of the most talented guys in Orlando.
I love that dude, man. That's what it was. What song?
Special Treatment.
Yeah.
That was the one.
That's what it was. That's what it was. And I wanted to help him out. And so we got you some eyeballs, man. That, you know, but now, take it from here, man. You're solo. You're away from them. You're doing your thing with our buddy Drop, who we'll meet later on. And mm-hmm. Tell us about yourself.
Tell you about myself. Well, you already got, I'm from Texas. I'm 26 years old. What else is there to me? But I started music at a very young age. I was singing in church. Also.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never was able to like join the actual church group, but like in some, like the actual church band, because I had to work a lot. But they let me sing at some events that they had and a couple of other things, but I just loved being in church all the time. But I grew up on a lot of country music from my mom and my stepdad, but he's basically my dad. So
there you go.
He got me into a lot of R&B music and stuff, and that's primarily what I've been doing over the years. But started on social media when I was like 18. Got a decent following from that and then joined the boy band in Orlando.
Yep.
And was in it for about 3 years. Got to tour with people like 98 Degrees, All for One. Got to work with some really cool people. And we disbanded. And
so they're not moving forward without you?
No, I wouldn't say that. We were just there were just some differences in the group. We all had some different aspirations or dreams that we wanted to go for ourselves or achieve. And it was hard, but then I moved back to Dallas.
But look, wait, to interject.
Yeah.
Look how much you learned from that experience.
A lot.
That's what it's really, really about. I've learned, you know, so many experiences over the years, and that was one of many experiences, man, with your solo or with a band or, you know, all of your producers you're working with and management and this and that. They'll all tell you this is a ruthless, ruthless business. And it doesn't have to be if you surround yourself around good people. But so you just learned a lesson. You learned maybe what not to do and what to do. And everybody who, you know, they tried that, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time.
Yeah. You learn a lot, like being in a group or being in that atmosphere. And I learned how to deal with people. I learned how to, you know, perform on stage. And I learned how to be in big rooms with people that, you know more than me or know this business a lot. So that's something that I really learned. And it's really a cool experience that I had. And now I'm able to take that and work on my solo career. So it's been pretty helpful.
That you said something unbelievable, because somebody said this to me one time, and I'm going to share it with you and the viewing audience. The best instrument God ever made are your ears.
Yeah.
And what that means is not just listening to music, but listening to people, listening to what not to do, to learn, you know, don't make the same mistakes certain people have maybe made, and listen to what they're saying, because, you know, that's how I've learned so much, is just by listening or watching other people, you know, make certain mistakes or do certain things a certain way. A lot of people just can't handle constructive criticism. People are just, they're some are shallow, some are heartfelt. They take it real serious in the profession, but man, I just don't think people can handle criticism. And when I grew up, man, that's all it was. And that's that's all it was. I mean, it was savage criticism.
There's a lot of it,
yeah. But that's okay, you know, because you get to the level we're all expecting that you're going to get to. Social media is brutal.
It is brutal, bro. And but you learn from it. You learn how to deal with people from it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just online hate. I think the best thing you can ever be told is no. Like really, like a lot of people over the years, I've always wanted to sing, but a lot of people told me that I wasn't good. So I practiced and I learned every step of the way. I learned how to be a better performer and how to talk, or what I should do or what I should work on. And I think that's that, like being a singer, just as a person, that's just the best thing you can hear is going into anything.
So how do you feel like you will handle celebrity if that is, you know, becomes part of your destiny?
I don't even think I'll be aware of it, to be honest. Yeah. I have a lot of great people in my circle that kind of humble me and keep me where I should be, keep me level. One's right there. Drop, appreciate you.
What's up?
He's waving. But yeah, I don't even think I've had some social media success and people are like, oh, you're famous. And I'm like, I'm not really. I don't feel it, you know?
I mean, there's so many fake famous people out there and fake artists with this AI coming up. We talk about that on the podcast as
really?
Well, man. The AI is insane.
But I'm mad how good it is, too.
It's so good, man. It's so good. But I'm like, you know, there's pros and cons to everything. I think using AI as a tool is great. I think it's phenomenal. I think using it forever, I mean, 5 years from now, I mean, artistry is going to be
a lot different.
Videos, music, singers, players, you can get a part. It's just crazy how it's going and where it's leading to. But that was really good with what you said as far as, you know, and I'm not going to name names, but there's I learned this from another super manager, and they were like, the second an artist comes in and they are doing this for the fame, gone, done, want nothing to do with it, because your chances of actually getting to the level you may have in your mind or heart that you're going to get to may never come to fruition. So you can't do this just for the fame. You got to do it for the love of the art and the love of what you're doing.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, for real. And it's true. I mean, if somebody comes in and they're willing to do anything and they're willing to do this and that and blah, 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 I just want to, and then social media has just changed the game. How many followers do you have now, collectively?
Collectively, a little over 700,000.
Oh, nice, dude. You make sure you're going to share this, right?
He's going to share. Hey, check it out.
My man.
Check out.
My man Dylan's going to share.
Oh, yeah. We're going to repost
That's
this
awesome.
For sure.
That's awesome. I wasn't even paying attention to that, for real. So basically, you know, you came in from Dallas. You're back and forth from Orlando. Are you going to do an EP? Are you going to do a? Because we're going to start getting into the music part of this aspect of, you know, in the next chapter of the podcast. What are your plans?
My plans are just to release a couple singles over the next couple months, and within either this year, the end of this year, or next year, release an EP.
Yeah,
6-7 songs, and hopefully go on tour with somebody, or just on tour by myself.
Yeah,
if it goes well.
Yeah. Yeah, opening up for major acts is always helpful, because you're now you're getting their their fan base, in addition to building your own fan base and people learning about you, and that's kind of the
It's also
protocol.
A lot of fun. Yeah. It's a lot less pressure too. Like when we were opening, like when I was on the boy band, we were opening up for 98 Degrees.
Yeah.
People just immediately loved us because we were just boy bands.
Yeah.
And that was always so fun. Like I loved touring with them. They were really fun.
Yeah, man. So, but do you have any regrets of leaving and doing your own thing?
No, I don't. Like, I think I was at the point where it was just, like, for me, I think it was just bad for my mental health, and I needed to take a step back where I was.
Heard.
And, like, you know, for about 5-6 months, I kind of just was by myself, kind of asked myself if I still want to do this, you know, went out and tried to get live shows singing and tried to work with some other people, and I kind of found my love for music again, stepping away from it and coming back into it, so.
That's awesome. I mean... Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I don't know all the details, but I know y'all went for a run. Yeah, and I'm not laughing. I'm laughing out of empathy because I've been there. Y'all went for a run, man. That was some highs and some lows, and that's pretty much all
both
I know.
Both metaphorically and physically.
Yeah. So to get away from it, I mean, I know people who've slammed hit songs and hit artists and hit this and hit that, and then they just got fried. Next thing you know, they're working at a grocery store just to completely get out of the music industry because they just want something different, something new. But they're still, you know, they have hit songs and they're making royalties. They're doing what they love just for their own mental, you know, mental health is so important, which is a whole nother podcast.
There's a whole nother podcast.
But when you said that, I think so many artists that are going to be watching this can relate. They can relate, man, because it's not. I saw this thing the other day. I might have sent it to drop and to some other people. It was basically, it's not about the talent as much as it's about the endurance, about being able to withhold the ups, the downs. You know, you're on a high. All of a sudden, you're going to be down for 6 months because you're not on tour or you're not in the studio. So if you notice the superstars like Taylor, they'll tour, have a little bit of personal life, and then they're in the studio for a year and a half. I think Bruno just came out with his new album. He was in the studio. People were yelling at him.
Yeah.
Why'd it take you so long, man? Why'd it take? And he's
10
like,
years. 10 years.
I play every part. I'm like, who does that sound? It's Prince. He's like, I play every part. He says, I'm particular about everything. And you know what? That's why he has hit after hit after hit on every album he puts out. He's on his time. And not a lot of artists can say that. But when you hit that level, man, that's pretty wild. So, all right, tell us about your first single that's coming out.
First single that's coming out?
Yeah.
So this is going to be my second single that's coming out. It's called Out My Way.
Okay.
And this song is about trying your hardest to convince somebody that you really care about them or that you really love them. Like, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you've been trying to explain to somebody or trying to show them that you care about them or you love them, and they just don't believe you, and you don't know why, but it's literally about going out of your way to prove that to them. So...
Man, when I first saw the title, I thought it was like Ludacris 2.0.
I know.
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
That's what everybody's been saying to
me. I was dying. No, and then when I heard it.
Talking about like, get out of my
You know what? Let's go ahead and roll the tape. We're going to go ahead and let everybody hear everything real quick. And then we'll come back and talk about it.
We'll come back.
Fall in love, but you don't win and hate it so easy.
So easy.
So easy. I told you I'm not in a rush. Cause I can give you much, but I'm not giving up, girl. So I'll do anything to keep you from
leaving. Girl, I'd go out.
Gonna take to make you feel more secure that I'm for sure.
we're back. I Showcase Music. You just heard the sultry sounds of Dylan Williams. Man, there's a combination of so many artists going on with your single. As you can see, Out My Way. It's not the Ludacris version. This is a, just as you heard, the R&B, sultry, Netflix and chill version. I'm going to go down the list of artists I'm hearing. Keith Sweat, this is all 1990s, you know, Keith Sweat, Genuine, we talked about Color Me Bad, Shy. Really? It's like a combination of just everything that an entire genre of listeners have never listened to.
Yeah.
And you killed it on the production, bro. You took me back, man. But with a modern day feel. I didn't feel like, I felt like I was back in the day because I was back in the day. I lived that, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, let me introduce Drop real quick. Drop, my man.
Wow, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Welcome.
I love the setup here. Love what you've been doing. I'm excited to see what you got going on in the future too, man. Thank you so much.
We're working together for sure, man. I mean, definitely. You also, if you caught last episode with Ammo, he produced a couple of the jams on that album, which another, you know, you're proving yourself. That's why you're here, bro.
Almost all of them.
Did you really?
Except the only one I didn't produce was Pink Lamborghini.
That was sick.
So aside from Pink Lamborghini, I produced, I think, just about all of them. So.
Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Good. Not to take away from my man Dylan here. No. But I got to give props and props to do. One last thing about Ammo.
There you go.
All right. I got to give Imperial Point props. Yeah. Wearing their attire, man. It's what we got to do. And then my friend Mecca with the... So thank you for the nice, kind words about the studio and everything. Definitely. We work real hard on it. We're trying to just step it up. And I'm trying to give artists an opportunity to... That they otherwise may not have had to just... reach the masses. You know, we're worldwide, brother. There's zero censorship. We're worldwide, and you're going to get fans from Czechoslovakia, from India, from Austria, Australia. We're all over the place.
All right.
And then, of course, America, and then Latin America is starting to grow on this too as well. So I just think that there's so many artists out there that aren't getting the opportunity to tell people who they are, what they're about, and why. You know, the why is so important. And you started talking about it in the last segment about, you know, Out My Way. Why?
This song wasn't even supposed to be a song that we were supposed to like put out or like start pushing, but we just were making it one night and it was supposed to be a filler song.
Like B-side, what we used to call it, right?
Exactly.
A little B-side album. B-side song.
And I'm so sorry. I'm just jumping in.
No, man. That's why you're here.
So we had a song we were intending to release, which will be coming out in the next couple months. And we had some delays in like the final production work. On that project, and I wanted him to stay busy in between, so we thought, hey, let's just make a song real quick that we can release so we could keep you working and busy and keep your fans fed. So we were at the studio throwing ideas around, and we kind of, nothing was clicking, and I was like, bro, what'd you listen to today? And he showed me some songs he was listening to today, and I was like, I see the vibe. So all I did was like basic kick drum pattern, very simple. Let him vibe out to it because like it was the tone of the kick and the tone of the snare drum that caught his attention, and he just started vibing out to it, especially with the tempo fit the right vibe, and he just started coming up with some ideas, and as he was coming up with ideas, I liked that, started playing some keys, put some chords, then we started building a structure, we found the right instrumentation that fit, and he started doing his thing, we started adding on back and forth, and we had a draft within a couple hours. And before you know it, we had a song.
You killed it, man. Like, he had been sending me beats all week, and I was so mean about it. I was like, no, you gotta do this, something else. And then I think once we got in the studio, you just...
Yeah, bro. I kind of got tired, actually.
He's just like,
bro, what'd you listen to today?
Right.
Let me hear that. Right. Let me see what you're into.
Exactly.
And then I just made something off of that, and then we just fit the
That's vibe. The creative process, you know? There's no one way or two ways to go about exactly how a hit becomes a hit. And I think you got a great potential of a hit on your hands. I hate using the word potential because somebody once told me, a Hall of Famer, I said this to you on the phone, didn't I? I said, potential are for those who can't do. And I'm like, it pisses people off when I say that, but I understand what they meant by when they said that. Right? Mm-hmm. But like if I'm beating Nixon, I'm going from Return of the Mac, and I can slam right into yours, and then I can go into all those other artists we were talking about, but it would fit. I'll play it on my next gig. Just to see the response, to see what happens. Yeah, man. Yeah. We were talking. And I mean, you know, do you have a, are you going to be doing everything to track, or do you have a whole band already in place, or
you know, we're going to do both, but I love playing with a band, man. Yeah. It's always the most fun.
It has a different feeling to it. Mm-hmm. You know,
it depends on the gig though. It depends on the promo. It depends.
Yeah, we are prepared for every situation.
True. Yeah.
We can go as small, like we're actually doing a stripped down version. I'll send it to you as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a stripped down.
Oh, you can do acoustic.
Yeah. So we could go, we could do it acoustic. We could do it a full band. We could do it to a backing track. However we need to do it, whatever it takes to get, you know, get people to listen.
As much people to listen as we can. Yeah, we can do it any way we all
want. We're very proud of the project, and I'm really excited about where it's going to go. It's been a fun journey thus far. Stressful journey.
You're very stressed.
Fun journey.
Always stressful.
Yeah. We've never pushed it back, so much trying to get it done. But we're fine. We finally were like, all right, this date.
Yeah.
We had to be sure.
So I feel like, You know when you're like you're growing up as a kid and you're like wondering why your parents keep doing things this way and that way, and then you have your own kids and you're like, oh my gosh, you start apologizing to your parents.
You apologize to your parents.
I actually, I give some labels some grace. You know, when I see some things happen, like how like, you know, rollout and like dates get pushed back on things, I get it. I think everybody deserves a little bit of grace because there's what you want to do, what you have intentions to do, and then when reality sets in, how things actually play out. And I think the best thing we did was give ourselves a lot of time to plan the single.
Yeah.
Because originally we were supposed to make it, drop it, and then we realized what it could be. And even though we had to keep push it back, giving ourselves a nice few months to work with, that made a big difference.
But like, I was telling you, were telling somebody, the algorithms right now on Spotify and everything, when you have a premiere, there's something about those 2 to 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You know, if you could go a month out prior, and I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I want it done. I'm mad if TuneCore or DistroKid will throw it out in 24 hours.
There,
man.
You go.
Oh, my gosh. I love that, you know, because I'm like, you know, I have my ways of working that algorithm as well. But somebody was telling me, and I was doing some reading on this, that, you know, if you set a premiere date, the algorithms of all the stores are more kind to you. So I'm anxious to see how that fares for you guys, because I think it's going to fare out well. And it's you gave this one, what, a month?
So we gave it 6 weeks.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting, learned a lot from Dylan. So my background was mostly production and engineering.
Uh-huh, sure.
So this label thing is relatively new for me. So learning about the marketing aspect and, you know, dealing with Spotify, dealing with the distributors and DSPs and other platforms, and, you know, preparing everything for social media and making content. So a little bit new. And
So just to clarify for our viewers, you're not just the producer of the song.
Yeah.
You're now interim manager and record label.
Yeah. So we started, this actually segues into something. So basically, we have a record label called Echo District Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, the philosophy was built around this young man right here.
It's me.
So we actually met at our previous studio together. Met him in December 2021.
2021, yeah.
Yeah, so we became friends. Like, we would, like, between sessions, we would like watch, eat Wendy's and watch like Peacemaker on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. And we were cool, so we developed like a sort of trust with each other. Mm-hmm. And then he shared with me, you know, hey, look, I'm debating between, you know, doing this label or doing something else, because of the boys that were in the label, he was one of the ones that had more of his own thing going before he got into it.
Ah, there you go.
So he already had a little bit of traction on Spotify and the other, you know, streaming platforms. He already had a bit of a social media following. He's already performed. He's already, you know, had dealings with labels, and, you know, he's met with A&Rs already. So he already had some movement.
All the other boys were very talented, though.
They were all great.
But you had church behind you.
Yeah,
you had church behind you.
I wondered what the church. Okay.
There you go. When he asked me advice, like, as a friend, like, hey, what do you think? Mm-hmm. Do you think I should do this? And I said, bro, they put you this way. There are no hardly any current boy bands out there that are active right now.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a golden opportunity. Like, even if they tried, they couldn't mess this up. There's no way that this could go bad, even if they tried to.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. So, having said
that. Now, wait. To interject, could you imagine? Justin having to make that decision with NSYNC. And that level of success that group had already been at, and him doing his solo career.
Exactly.
You know, at least you got into a situation where
it was an easier
kind
decision.
Of a no-brainer.
Yeah. So and not to take anything from them, they've given us a lot of opportunities.
Sure.
We've both learned so much, grown so much. I've done so much being there. It's just in his case, it was a better move for him to exit stage left. And so when we, like, the idea for this was, what if we created a concept where artists are not being told what to wear, what songs they're supposed to be singing, who to interview with,
right,
where to perform, when to perform, how to act. Like, what if they got a fair say in what happens in their career? And how's it been going so far?
It's going pretty well. It's going pretty
all
well.
Right.
Last month has been a little stressed for both of us. But it's going pretty well. We're doing great.
But that's how the deal should be. It should be artist, producer, artist, record company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting into splits, but the way I do mine, or I go right up the middle. Mm-hmm. I'm like, look, but the lesson I learned more than anything is never want it more than the artist does.
Yeah.
I'll never push an artist if they don't have that Olympic style grit, that 5 a.m, you know, they're pushing me.
Yeah.
If you're not pushing me, and I got to be on you, and I want it more than you do, it's just like a relationship. Mm-hmm. Never love someone more than you're being loved. Mm-hmm. Man, I start sounding like Confucius. I've been coming out with, but it's just life, bro. Like, life, you've lived it. You've lived it.
Wait. Messina say, never push hard for artists more than artists push for you.
Never love someone more than you'll be. See, that's, I'm going to get blessed for being racist, man.
There you go.
My Chinese voice come out. Okay, wait a second. Now, there's a segue into the K-pop.
Look,
who gets the laugh on that? We can make... The K-pop is no joke.
Oh, my God.
And this is a great segue.
Mm-hmm.
Because K-pop... have that military-esque style, Olympic style. Them boys work.
For years.
The last group I knew that worked out hard besides the boy bands, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, was Menudo. They used to Ricky Martin Menudo. We're going on a squirrel, man.
I know
you're hanging it.
I know all boy bands. Don't worry. Everybody made me very aware of every boy band.
But I don't mean to, I don't really care if I offend people.
Mm-hmm.
Artists are soft.
Yeah.
They can't take, once again, the constructive criticism. They can't take. A lot of them can't take that hard work. A lot of them don't want it bad enough.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Grammy member. I got great friends, great artists in the Grammy, and a lot of those, they get it. They're like on a mission. They're not in it just to win a Grammy. They're in it for the culture of the music, of the love of music. And if you can make a living playing music, I don't care whether you're a DJ, a producer, a record company, an artist, or you can make a living and that's what you do, you're never working a day in your life.
Yeah.
True.
Messina says. Bro. Messina say.
Hey.
That's coming out again. Ammo got to make me a t-shirt, Messina say.
You can make your own, for merch, you can make your own fortune cookies.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's,
There you go.
Have you ever seen a fortune cookie that says you're going to die?
No, wait.
Could you imagine? No. They do have gag ones, though.
You're coming home. You're
they have gag ones where you can get a fortune cookie that says you have 3 hours to live. This is crazy.
I think that
it's like those fake lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen somebody give you one of those and you're like, you thought you won
$100,000?
Oh,
no.
It's fake. Oh, that's bad.
I think
the
worst one I ever got was I opened it up and it said it could be worse.
I was like,
whoa.
Bro,
my lucky numbers were 13.
No, there's your next single.
It could be worse.
Could be worse.
Coming summer 2026.
That's how we're gonna go about the label.
It could be worse records. Drop. That's not a bad idea,
I'm
man.
Punch you later for saying that.
It could be worse records. I like that.
That's not a life, though.
But see, it's about having fun. It's about the creative aspect and getting, you know, even with the boy band you were in, you know, the one thing I'll give the people that were behind that and putting money behind it and getting the fun, you know, at the end of the day, y'all grew some momentum. And that's where you're at right now. Growing that momentum and growing that build and people, like we mentioned earlier, Dakari wanting to be involved in producing. I mean, this dude does phenomenal. He does really, really good music videos and movies and stuff like that. But to get the people, wow. Okay, so it didn't work out. Not the first, not the last.
But
now you have a chance with Drop and with your new team taking a lot of what you got from the old experience mm-hmm. and taking it, going to the top. And so my only question to sum all this up is, when you do make it to a Justin Timberlake level, will you come back on the podcast and hang with me? Or maybe your next
Absolutely. What are you talking about?
Your next single, brother. My man. Yeah. Next single.
We're bringing you out.
Let's do it, man. I'll produce. I can produce a concert.
Yeah, we're down
That's
for
what
it.
I do.
Down.
That's
down.
What I do. I can do whatever. I appreciate that, man.
We're
but
interviewing you, bro.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I, you know, just all I ever ask for is spread the word. You know, let's help artists.
Yeah.
You know, there's too much greed. There's too many people that are like, oh, I'm not showing my trade secrets. I'm an open book. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I get called out for it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just be you. You seem like a great dude, man. You seem like, you know, it's that church. I'm trying to tell you, it's that you were brought up. Your parents brought you up right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Shout out my mama.
Shout out to moms she for sure, it. And stepdad
and my dad
and however the dynamic is. The only bad thing about this whole interview was the Dallas, Texas thing.
It's okay. It's
Dallas Cowboy thing. No, I love Dallas, Texas. Don't get me wrong. I love Dallas, Texas.
If you want this to go even further left, Giants fan.
Man, I feel bad. No, bro, you're good now.
I'm good now. I'm good.
You got Harbaugh. You're good to go.
Can we fight him?
You're going to be something this year.
We'll praying. Just everybody stay healthy. We'll see what happens.
Just remember, everybody's always chasing the NFC East, so mm-hmm. we can all hate each other's teams and all that.
Yeah.
And Philly, man.
But we all hate Eagles.
JD, yeah. But everybody loves JD 5. Let's hope he has a phenomenal year this year. Harbaugh with you, and that's awesome because music and entertainment and sports are all coincide, man.
That's true.
That's actually I found a niche with that. I own footballtunes.com.
Yeah.
And I got a couple songs out there now, dude. I found a niche with music. With Hail to the Redskins.
I remember once.
I'm like, I do these fight song things and it kind of works. So it's whatever, you know. So is your next song going to be, what was the BPM on this track, by the way?
At the halftime is 75 and 150.
Yeah.
75 and 150. Mm-hmm. So if you do double time, 150.
Have you all started ever, and you and I might have had a personal conversation mm-hmm. about this. Have you gotten into the tuning?
Oh, having in terms of tuning?
Dropping it down to 432?
I got to look into that. I feel like I might play with it with this song to see what happens, actually.
So what you're going to do, mm-hmm. you're going to drop it down to 432, and it's going to feel like it's slower, so you're going to want to up the BPM just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, I started researching in the Beatles. Mm-hmm. Their biggest album in history was all 432. And I'm like, what is that? There's something about the psyche and that frequency that attracts people. So I tried it with a recent single, the one I sent you, Found by Grace.
Yeah.
That's at 432.
Huh.
And it was like real powerful, and then it dropped it a little bit, and I didn't do the tempo thing. It didn't make that big of a difference for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that 432 is an interesting
I'll play with it for
concept,
sure.
man, for sure. Just to play around the studio. Yeah. It's not going to cost you time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But, research on that. That sounds cool.
All right, man. So you know, not to date the podcast, but you got about a month before this thing, you know, rocks out for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you got some videos and some great things. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you on Instagram and all that.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm Dylan Williams Music on all platforms. That's on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, all of it.
D-Y-L-A-N.
D-Y-L-A-N. The only correct way to spell it. Okay?
There you go.
All right. That's Dylan. Yeah.
Also, you can reach him online, DylanWilliamsMusic.com. We just launched our merch store, so Dylan Williams Store.
Nice, man.
We got you one.
What?
Honestly, it's a little uncomfortable wearing a shirt.
With your own face.
No, I got one too.
I got
a DJ Crazy Scott one, man. I love it. I wear the hell out of myself.
We're good to go.
Be proud, brother. Okay.
Validate.
Be proud of. Now I'm mad you wore the jacket.
There you go.
Also, if you want to reach out to us, we have our label. Our label Instagram, Echo District Entertainment.
Yes. Well, yeah, please keep in touch. Stay in touch. We're going to be doing some big things.
Yeah.
I'm excited for what this young man's going to do, and we're just getting started.
I'm excited for both of you, man, because, you know, you're staying true, and thank you so much for joining our Showcase Music Podcast. Spread the word, and we'll see you next time.
Man, thanks for having us out, man.
My man. Job. That guy right there. Him. He's him.
There you go.
Keep your eyes on this kid.
Definitely.